on a beautiful day. Big bell bottoms and groovy long hair, just a walking in style with a portable CD player. No, you would listen to the music on the AM radio.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
At 12 o'clock midnight, fuck you!
Hello, everybody. This is Roy, the retarded boy. And you're listening to The Snowplow Show. I was told by someone somewhere, I think maybe in a YouTube comment, that I have to say Roy the Retarded Boy on every single show from now on, because I said it in the last show. I probably won't, but I will today. This is not exactly going to be a real show. I'm not going to be doing any prank calls, so don't get your hopes up. You know, you might want to just delete this show, but you shouldn't, because it's pretty amusing. This show is going to be sponsored by Randall Thor. Thank you, Randall Thor, for being the show's fall guy. It's going to be Randolph Thor's fault that the AM radio host that we're going to prank for the next 45 minutes or so doesn't really let us get on the air very much, you know, for our hilarious things that we say. He's really good on the dump button. Only a couple partial jokes make it into these calls that we're getting ready to do. This is another phone mob, just like the ones we did on Saturday. In fact, this is one of the same radio stations that we did on Saturday. It's just a different host this time. But this host was really amazing on the dump button. And he's awesome because he has a sense of humor and everything. He thought it was funny, but he definitely got pretty frustrated. And he reacted to almost every call, which on Saturday, they didn't really react. They completely didn't react. They just ignored us pretty much the entire shows. But this guy reacted a lot, and that's why I'm going to play these in a show all by itself. Because this is like 41 minutes of this one show, and it was a two-hour swap shop show, and I just finished editing it, and it's 41 minutes long. So that tells you how much of the show we kind of took over. I think, I'm guessing there was probably, I'm thinking like maybe 6 legitimate calls during the entire 2 hours. The rest was all just us. Maybe 7 or 8. I don't know. Definitely less than 8, though. And it was a lot of fun. I announced this one at the last minute. I put it on Twitter, and a bunch of people joined in. There were about 120-something people listening today. So this is our April 1st episode, where we play an April Fool's joke on an AM radio station guy in California. And we're never going to prank this radio station again, okay? Because I don't want to just keep bothering the same radio station forever. So this is the last one. Radio station, if you hear this, I promise we're not going to call you guys back for realsies, so don't hate us too much. I'm sure someone's going to tattle on us, because as you'll hear in these calls, somebody called in and tattled on us. They're like, hey, you want to know why you're getting all these pranks? Because you were put on this website, and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, let's get started. This is an AM radio station swap shop show where people call in and try to sell things. But today, the legitimate people couldn't get through too good because we were tying up their lines with our nonsense. So here goes. Get ready to hear not a single punchline, thanks to Randall Thor, and because of this guy's quick on the draw on the dump button. Here it is.
All right, well, I think it's time to get started. I've got a couple lines on hold. If you're trying to call, you're getting a busy signal, so let's open up these lines. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop.
Hi, I'd like to sell an oil tanker.
An oil tanker?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh? I don't believe you. Thanks for calling. Okay. Hi, thanks for calling. You are on Swap Shop.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Don't make fun of me. I'm selling watermelons today.
Now, here's the beautiful thing, you see. You can think you said that on the radio, but I got buttons that don't allow that to go on the radio. So take your insanity and your rudeness and your nastiness away from me. All right. Now, here's the deal. We do run a delay here. So if you're going to call up and you're going to try to be funny on Swap Shop, the joke's on you because it won't go on the air. You're just wasting your time. Not that that's going to deter you, because obviously you have other issues. All right, 477-5626-477-KNCO. Hi, you're on Swap Shop. You know, I got to admit, you do have a lot of persistence. Hi, thanks for calling. You are on Swap Shop. All right. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop.
I have a collection of grafted peyote cactuses.
Sorry, don't sell that. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, it's just going great. Are you kidding me? What can I do for you?
I have a Nintendo Virtual Boy I want to sell.
You have a what?
Nintendo Virtual Boy. It's that.
Okay. I got a lot of patience. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop. Oh, gee, I guess no one was there. 477-5626-477-KNCO. Hi, you're on Swap Shop.
I got...
Okay. Okay, you specialize in making cactuses. See, okay, no one's hearing you, just so you know. All right? So we're going to go on to another line because that's a bunch of hooey. All right, 477-5626-477-KNCO. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop. You know, if I had turned you up, that would have been funny, but no one else heard you but me. So thanks for calling. 477-5626-477-KNCO. Hi, thanks for calling. You are on Swap Shop. Are you? Okay. Spring break. Let's see, I've been on for 5 minutes. I've had one actual call. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop. I'm doing great today. What can I do for you? All right, tell me about your computers.
Okay, I have some Dell Optiplex. It's a 980. I also have a Dimension 250.
Okay, what are you asking? 477-5626-477-KNCO. Hey, you know what? It's a great day in the neighborhood. So, 477-KNCO, let's see how we're doing here. Hi, you're on Swap Shop, or are you? You are. Oh, it's hilarious. Thank you. Do you have something to sell today? What? Well, we don't deal with that, okay? I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, ha-ha, it's funny. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop.
They wouldn't waste our time, darn it.
Well, yeah, I know, and it makes it tough for the real folks to call in.
Okay, yeah, this is Mary, and I'm calling to sell my pool.
91375.
Right.
All righty, thanks for calling.
Well, thank you for your patience with those crazy people.
You know, they got dropped on their head when they were little. That's the only thing I can think. All right, 91375.
Thank you.
All right, Marion, you bet. Bye-bye. 477-5626-477-KNCO. And I want to thank John August for filling in for me while I was filling in for Tom the last couple of days. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop.
I've got an old steamer trunk.
Okay.
It has drawers in it and an iron.
27554.
So maybe you guys could have the Swap Shop Comedy Hour.
You know, if some of these calls, you know, I'm not letting them on, they're not funny. I'm a guy that likes to laugh.
They were so funny. They were pretty pathetic. Anyway.
Yeah. All right. He's got 273-7554.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. 477-5626-477-KNCO. Hi. Thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop. Hello. Hi.
You're a sewing machine?
You have a sewing... Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm not on speakerphone. Can you hear me okay?
No, it sounds like you're in the middle of a empty room. So, you have a sewing machine?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a Singer Model 99. And I'm interested in trading that for a gas lawnmower.
Okay. She doesn't have a sewing machine. 477-5626, 477-KNCO. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop.
Hello, I have a cordless phone system for sale.
Okay.
And I'm just asking $25 for it. It's got three separate handsets.
Okay.
You know, cordless handsets. It's one of the modern type.
Okay.
And I also have an answering machine. It's a tape-based dual cassette answering machine.
An old-fashioned one.
And I throw that in, you know, with the cordless phones, if anyone wants to buy the cordless phones.
Okay. And your phone number?
And 530-4181. Yeah, you've got these prank callers. That's why I'm getting rid of my cordless phones. They keep... They're listening in my calls through the cordless phone and hacking my answering machine.
181, and... Yeah, he's not selling anything either, so if you're looking for that cordless phone, he's not selling anything. He's just thinks he's hilarious. 477-5626, 477-KNCO. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop.
Hey, I called earlier about the Nintendo Virtual Boy.
Okay. It's a Nintendo Virtual Boy?
Yeah, it comes with a controller and everything, and you, like, look into it, and it's 3D. It was, like, the first 3D portable system, but it wasn't very portable. But it comes with a Blockbuster case. It sells for around, with this whole unit, it sells for about $300 on eBay. So I'm asking for $200, and then I've also got a collection of old records, sell some vinyl. That my grandmother gave to me after she passed. I've got everything from Marvin Gaye to, I don't know, is this stuff people normally buy on here?
Sure. What are you asking for the record collection?
Well, it's about 100 records. I'd like to get at least 25 cents a piece for them.
You know, the funny thing is, you go on and on and on, and then you get dumb at the end, and I still cut you, and still no one hears it. So, thanks. All right, 477-5626. 477-KNCO, and we're going to take a break and come back with more Swap Shop in a minute here.
Now back to Swap Shop with Dave Bear and you. After all, you are the star of the show.
That's the theory. 477-5626, 477-KNCO, keeping me on my toes today with a lot of nonsense, but nonetheless, that's what we have the delay for. Hope I've been fast enough on the button. 477-5626, 477-KNCO, and thanks for holding on. You said you had a guitar for sale, right?
Yeah.
Now, tell me about your guitar.
The Epiphone R... I'm not sure. It was my friend, and he gave it to me because he owed me some money. And I don't know too much about guitars, but I'd like to offer you $5.
See, you didn't even get that far. Okay. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop.
Hi.
Hi there.
So I had the Confederate script. It's early American currency. I was looking to trade it for any other coins or stamps. Do you have any collectibles, like issues of the PLC?
Hilarious. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop. Oh, tell me why I'm getting prank calls, because no one's hearing you, so go ahead and tell me. I'm waiting. Oh, good. Oh, that's funny. Too bad no one heard what happened. All right, so apparently, according to this brilliant caller, Swap Shop has been listed on some website, and that's why we're getting so many prank calls and people calling and make fun of it. But that's all right. That's why we put the delay in. So it just ties up the phone lines, I'm afraid, from real calls. Hi, thanks for calling. You are on Swap Shop.
How are you?
I'm good. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm just trying to sell an iPad mini, to be exact.
Uh-huh.
It's 16 gigabytes.
Uh-huh. How much?
So I'm looking get about $300 for that.
Okay. And what's your phone number?
And
I doubt that very much. See, I heard it, so I can respond that it's not, so no one else knows. Hi, thanks for calling. You are on Swap Shop.
Hi, my name is Kiraz. I am calling from the Central Texas Ultimate Society, and I'm selling a Tabachi grill.
Okay. Well, if you're not in Nevada County, no one's going to buy hibachi. So thanks for calling. 477-5626. 477-KNCO. Good afternoon. Hey.
I got four things for sale.
You have four things for sale.
Yes, sir.
All right. Tell me what you're selling.
Well, I have a... I'm on a step now. Let's see. I have a 12 by 24 saltwater swimming pool. And it's complete with everything.
36241.
Yep.
All righty.
Thank you very much. Don't get frustrated now.
Oh, no, it's fine. I've taken my Valium. I'm okay. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Okay. 477-5626, 477-KNCO. And, you know, I think we better take a break. Got Ashlyn standing by, Ashlyn Rhodes, with our news, and then Dan Holliday's weather. All on the way here at KNCO. KNCO News Time is 3:37. Good afternoon. I'm Dave Baer. Welcome back to Swap Shop. If you'd like to give me a call, I've got lines consistently ringing with all kinds of merriment and mirth. Give me a holler. If we can actually get some business done today, that'd be great. All right, let's go back to the phones. Hi, thanks for calling. You are on Swap Shop. Hi.
Hello, I'm on the air.
Yeah, hey, you are for now. If you get stupid, you won't be. You have what now?
No problem. I have a Fender Stratocaster Mexican guitar. It has a white.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was the acoustic? Was a what?
First Axe Discovery.
Okay. What's your phone number?
And then I have...
Oh, you had more.
My
okay.
phone number is... Yeah, and then I have a 59 basement amplifier Fender. And then I have a... that's all.
15. Okay, and you go. And your phone number?
My phone number is hanging from a tree.
Sorry. You were close, but no cigar. See? You get it. One chance. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop.
Hello?
Hi, yeah, you're on Swap Shop.
Hey, I have an attachment for an iPad for sale.
Okay.
It says,
like what?
That gives my wife.
Hi, thanks for calling. You're okay. You know, that got a delay. That got the dump. All right, but you're really funny. 477-562-6477 KNCO. Hi, you're on Swap Shop. Yeah, we don't sell cactuses. Sorry. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop.
April Fool's.
Yay, isn't it a great April Fool's Day today?
Yeah, it's been fun so far.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's just been great radio to listen to.
it's amusing. It's something different, I guess.
Yeah, something different, is it right? All right, what can I do for you today?
I'm selling some exercise equipment.
Okay, what are we selling?
That's a shake weight. That's just $20.
Careful. Okay, $20.
Sorry?
Nothing, go ahead.
Careful with what?
Nothing, go ahead.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's a shake weight.
Yeah, I know what a shake weight
is.
It's
one of those...
Yeah, I know what it is. You don't have to go into it on the air, okay? Okay.
Yeah, it looks like...
As well. Okay. 6 seconds, gone. 477-5626, 477-KNCO. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop.
Hi, this is Chris Tompkinson. I've got...
Hold on. What was your name again? And you're calling with what now? A tennis club for sale. All right. Thanks for calling. Hi, thanks for calling. You are on Swap Shop. Okay, tell me about your iPod Touch.
Sure. It's a fifth generation. It comes with a shockproof case, a charging cable, the case, the box. It only has like two small cracks in there, but they're really thin. I'm wanting $50. You can call Lenny, Q 206-456-0257. Nick?
Okay, 206-456-2057. Thanks for calling, and I hope that's an out-of-area number, and he was getting rude, and so that's why I don't think he's really selling anything. We'll just cross it off. 477-5626, 477-KNCO, 5626-477-KNCO. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop. Yeah, hi. What can I do for you? Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop. Well, you know, you got to laugh because otherwise you go nuts, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Let's go back to the phones and see what we have now. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop.
I have some weather equipment and some gym equipment to sell.
Some weather equipment and gym equipment. All right. What's your weather equipment?
It's a old, like, weather station I got from Roy, New Mexico. And the gym equipment is the launch alarm from Planet Fitness.
Is it really funny? Are you really laughing? You really think that's hilarious? Did you land on your head with the gym equipment? All right. Thanks for calling. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Yeah, okay. 477-5626. 477-KNCO. KNCO. Let's see what happens now. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop. Oh, we got first class weirdos today.
That's right. It is April Fool.
KNCO, and hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop.
Happy April 1st.
Happy April Fool's Day, you bet. Try it again. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop.
Two things for sale.
All right, what are we selling today?
I have two propane tanks, and they are filled, but they're filled with Pepsi.
There are two propane tanks filled with Pepsi. April Fools. All right, thanks for calling. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop.
Hey, Dave, this is a legit call.
A legit.
I've been hearing what you're going through today. I figured I ought to give you a call, at least give you a legit one.
I appreciate the effort. 477-5626 is the number, 477-KNCO, if you'd like to give me a call. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we will wrap up the first hour of this April Fool's Day Swap Shop. The Mighty 600 rode into the breach. The Charge of the Light Brigade, you know. All right. Hi, thanks for calling. You are on Swap Shop.
My name's Walter White, and it's...
See, I thought he was real for just long enough for me to turn it up, and he said Walter White, and I know that's not true. Hi, thanks for calling. You are on Swap Shop. And he hung up. All right, good. 477-5626. Okay, what are we selling today?
Okay, I have a vintage phone, a Mickey Mouse phone that I want to sell.
Is that it? You said Mickey Mouse and barked? All right. Okay, so you have a Mickey Mouse phone and a hamburger phone. What else do you have?
Yes. I have a vintage 1947.
Sure you do. Hi, thanks for calling. You are on Swap Shop.
Yes, I have a lot of newspaper issues of the Honolulu Advertiser that I would...
I only got 2 seconds out of that one. All right. Hi, thanks for calling. You are on... No, you're not. Hi, thanks for calling. You are on Swap Shop. All right, you know what? We're going to just go ahead and stop here because the music is playing, the hamsters are dancing, and I need a break. It's been an interesting hour. I think I may have a plan here for hour two. I'll share that with you as we start the second hour. So before you call Swap Shop, I want you to be listening to what I have to say coming out of the news here and coming out of the commercials on the far side of the news. All right? So we'll be back in about 8 minutes with more Swap Shop.
let's take a break and play some voicemails. I know you guys are really jonesing for voicemails right about now. I mean, it's been a whole 26 minutes of listening to this guy not play our punchlines, thanks to Randall Thor, motherfucker. By the way, he didn't, like, when he comes back from break, he doesn't say anything to us on the air. He doesn't give any special instructions or anything. I don't know what his plan was, but I think it didn't work out, because the second hour of the show is pretty much the same as the first hour of the show. He takes our calls and dumps our punchlines and seems to get kind of frustrated with us for the remaining hour. But let's listen to a couple voicemails. You know, just 3 or 4 or maybe 7 or 8 or 9, 10, 11 voicemails. 13, 14
hey,
voicemails.
Brad, FOD87 here.
Hey, FOD.
Listen, I'm thinking about, you know, joining the gym, losing a few pounds, and I figured I'd purchase a copy of the How to Lose Weight, the Patterson Way.
Make sure
book.
You go to Planet Fitness, because that's the best place. They will shame you into not grunting or breathing or anything, because you don't want to be breathing when you're working out.
Off Amazon, you know, ahead of time before, you know, I get that call where I'm forced to buy one. Problem is, it looks like the only copy available is being sold by some asshole on there for $9.99 and 11 cents.
Ah, asshole.
Not even signed.
Bullshit.
I was just wondering if there was another way I could get a copy of this, because it seems like a heck of a markup when, you know, the gym members that got the calls were able to get it for $29. I should have to pay $9.99. That's bullshit.
It is. I agree.
You should fix this immediately.
Well, it's nothing I can fix. I'm not Frank Patterson. I'm just a host of a dumb podcast. What do I know about Frank Patterson and his crazy business ideas? Sorry, I wish I could help, but what can I do?
Hey, Brad. It's Eugene. I don't know if you were told, but Uncle Scott passed away.
Oh, shit.
His attorney tried to get a hold of you.
That's why we haven't heard from him in so long. I knew it.
He fell off a balcony after drinking too much at the hotel.
We assumed so, but, you know, you never know with Uncle Scott.
But we inherited $500,000 from his estate.
Yeah, right.
And from his trust fund.
That's a lie.
So, I don't know if you knew that.
Is that why he was constantly asking me for $5 and stuff so he could go buy his 40 or whatever he does?
But please get a hold of me as soon as you can so we can split it.
All
so
right.
It is in his will. So, but I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Thanks for the information, for the update on Uncle Scott. I was kind of curious why he wasn't calling in anymore.
Brad, I'm a podcast listener. I don't get to listen to you live.
Oh, thank God. You don't want to listen to the show live. It's just tons of ringing, or in this case, in today's show, it's tons of AM radio station commercials and breaks to tell us what time it is and what the weather's like. Actually, this one wasn't too bad. He did mostly calls on this show, but he would take occasional 10-minute breaks to play commercials and crap at us. But yeah, fuck live listening. It's all about the podcast, where I edit everything out.
I just heard the 215 show, Adios Radio Shack, and it's probably the best show I've ever heard in my life. I can't wait to hear what comes up next.
That was a good show.
Hopefully I'll catch up to you soon, hear you live, and
I'll do
the Patreon thing, man. If you keep it up, fucking awesome. Dude.
Don't listen live.
Rocks. See you, bye.
Listening live is going to make you not want to touch Patreon. I mean, like, holy shit, I'm going to pay this guy $5 a month just to listen to ringing phones and crap. Don't do it. Just stick with the podcast feed, the heavily edited podcast feed. This 41 minutes of AM radio station guy was originally 2 hours. So think about that. I'm saving you 1 hour and 20 minutes by not listening live. Oh, look, it's a minute and a half of Oregon guy, Corbin.
Yeah, hey there. This is incredibly fucking awesome to say. Pardon my cursing.
Yeah. No cursing on this show. We do not like cursing. We like to keep this family-friendly for YouTube and the families and all that stuff.
Yeah, two things. First off, you know, more Frankie. More weather reports by Frankie.
Beaches!
You did it that one time, and it's been a while, and here I am, unpacking my new home far, far away from you.
Yay.
You don't have to worry about me anymore.
And by the way, this voicemail is from 6 days ago, so Corbin did not hear, at the point this message was left. He didn't hear the show before this one, where I actually played a little bit of Frankie, and he talked about beaches.
Except for the, I'm going to start bombing your telephone and answering machine.
Yeah, I've noticed. I've deleted two messages already of you just yelling nonsense at me.
Bombing. Well, that's not good. You're probably going to report me to the NSA now. There's going to be suits at my door. And the other thing
I do not need attention from the NSA. I'm not going to be calling them.
Hey, you know, if you think back, there was a fellow who called in about 3 months ago. 4 months now, actually. And he, like I, really enjoyed those little Easter eggs at the very end of the show. The little sound snippet. What happened to that?
Well, another successful trip to Brad's Cactus Shack.
Last six shows didn't have anything really like that, did it? I don't know.
I think they did.
Can't remember.
I always do that. Whenever I hear something hilarious in a show, I rip the audio out and I stick it on the end. Occasionally I forget. Even when I do rip the audio, I forget and it sucks, but I do that.
I don't know. It's about as big as your penis. Anyhow, hey.
Hey.
Love you, guy. All right. So Keep on doing what you're doing and
woo-hoo.
Blah, 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 blah.
Why am I not cutting
blah, blah,
this
blah, blah,
off?
Blah, 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 blah.
It's been a minute and 20 seconds.
Blah, 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 blah.
Of this.
Blah, 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 blah,
okay.
blah, blah, blah.
All right, all right, all right. Whatever you said in the next 20 seconds, nobody will ever hear, including me, fucking Corbin. How many voicemails have I played now? I don't even know.
Roy, I'm looking for a current number for the Monday Boys. Jeffrey
no.
and Thomas.
No.
Are you any help to me, Bubba? Put
Bubba,
it up on the
really?
Website if you are.
Really?
Thank you now.
I'm not your Bubba, Bye. Chief. Yeah, I don't have the Mildred Monday's son's phone numbers. If you want that, maybe try and contact Slacker. If you know how to contact Slacker, he might have that number. Because I remember he was on the phone line when I got their brand new number when Mildred died and they had to change their number. But no, even if I had that, I wouldn't give that out. I'm sorry. I don't want to... You know, I harassed Mildred Monday for over 20 years, or close to 20 years at least. Let's leave her sons out of this. I mean, they're hilarious and everything, but no, let's leave them alone. Come on. Come on.
Hi, Brad. It's Gloria.
Gloria!
So,
it's been such a long time since I've just listened to your voicemail instead of deleting it without listening.
You played, I don't know when this voicemail's gonna be played, but you played my prank call to that guy at that hometown buffet.
Yeah, yeah.
And
you horrible, horrible person, making an old man make a fool of himself. You should feel ashamed, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I just want to say thanks for playing it, and I'm happy that everybody enjoyed it. I don't do calls too much.
I didn't play the voicemail where someone called you a horrible person. I deleted that voicemail.
But that was kind of an odd one. I didn't mean to be so rude to him. I don't know why I was so rude, but
of course
I had
didn't.
To get him to throw chicken. Anyway, I had kind of a weird idea. What if you were to call, like, a Starbucks? Like, say, like, you're a Yelp customer. You call a Starbucks. And you say, or like any business, and just say like, oh, you know, I need you to like double charge my credit card, or I need you to like add something to my bill.
Credit card fraud. What a great idea, Gloria. I'm so glad you're around to tell me to commit credit card fraud. Thank you, Gloria.
I don't know, call a bar or something. Does that even make any sense? Can't you like call someone up?
Credit card fraud makes so much sense to me. You wouldn't believe it.
Oh, my friend is in there. Can you charge like 10 things to his card and get them to add like 10 drinks to their tab or something? I mean,
I love committing felonies. Felonies are hilarious, Gloria. Thank
well,
you.
I don't even know where this voicemail is going. But I'm almost finished with the PLA PCM poster.
Your dad needs to whip you with a belt.
I drew like a bunch of people, except I can't figure out how to draw you, Brad. It's driving me crazy.
It's because
I'm
so ugly.
Crazy right now.
I get what you're saying. I'm ugly. Whatever.
I'll be done with it soon. And I'm thinking about making it glow in the dark. Or like...
Why wouldn't you?
A black light poster, because Matt Hillock suggested that. Him and his crazy ideas. Okay, well, I'll leave this message short, because I don't have fucking awesome ideas.
Oh, yeah,
today.
Yeah, real short.
Bye!
1 minute and 30 seconds. That's really short, Gloria. You and Corbin, I swear. Okay, let's get back to this AM radio guy. Should I say anything before I start this up? I'm trying to think. I mean, I know at the end, Dashy gets involved, and Lenny starts calling in. You guys know Lenny, right? You remember Lenny? Lenny is the automated old man voice, where if you call that area code 206 number, you can talk to an old man who talks about his oldest daughters and just rambles on and on and on. It's pretty funny. Lenny is going to call into the show. And also, in case I forget to call in, all right, let me tell you guys about two things that happened during this whole phone mob thing. Liz started messaging me on Google, and she's like, hey, I just figured out the name, the phone number of the host, his personal phone number. Like, he has a website, and she looked at the Who Is information on the website, and she got his personal phone number. And I called in. I deleted this call, by the way, because it wasn't funny and he didn't react. But I called in and I did a completely serious call where I offered some things for sale. I think it was a laptop. And he said, okay, what's your phone number? And I gave the guy his own phone number. And I said, hey, yeah, my name is Dave. But he didn't react. I don't know if he just didn't realize I was giving him his own phone number. Or maybe Liz is just dumb and gave me the wrong phone number. I don't know. But that happened. And then there's another part of this whole thing. Just so you guys are prepared when you hear this, there's another part where Palindrum calls in and he has something for sale, and then he says he wants to sell his website or his domain name, and he gives the domain name of the host, of Dave, and Dave says something like, okay, yeah, he doesn't have anything for sale, and that was a personal attack against me because Palindrum gave his domain name to him. But it didn't go out over the air because Dave is so awesome on the kill button, on the dump button. So just so you guys know what's going on, that's what's going on in the next part of the show. Oh, and when he starts getting all of those calls that just hang up on him, that's Lenny, the automated old man from Australia or New Zealand or whatever, calling in. That's Lenny, but Lenny, you remember Lenny, he's kind of slow to respond to your voice. So the guy thinks that it's just people not saying anything, but really it's Lenny. He's just not giving Lenny enough time to say, oh, hello. It's funny you should call, but blah, 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 blah. Anyway, here it goes. Here's the rest of the whole AM radio phone mob swap shop thing. Here it is. Enjoy. I hope you guys don't hate this, because it's sure making me LOL all over the place.
Now, Swap Shop on KNCO News Talk 830.
KNCO News Time is 4:09. It is 59 degrees. Ah, what a great day. April Fool's Day. Time to call Swap Shop and make a fool of yourself. All right, 477-5626, 477-KNCO. Seems to be the rule of the day anyway. Hi, hey, thanks for holding on.
The medical marijuana must be full swing.
Something.
Today, you know?
It's something, isn't it? Wow.
Entertaining, at least.
Well, I hope so, anyway, Yaro. Hey, thanks for calling. 432-477-5626, 477-KNCO. All right. And you promised me good behavior, right?
Yep.
You're a man of your word, right?
Yep.
Okay, what are we selling today?
I'm selling Battletoads for the N64. I'm also selling an N64, like the game console.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also selling a Canon T3i. And my name is Topher, and my number is 530-867-5309.
Okay, that's a different number than what you gave me a minute ago.
That's what I just gave you a minute ago. But
oh, okay, 5309. It's 867-5309.
Yep.
Are you sure your name's not Jenny?
That's
867-5309. All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling. That's from a song. He has nothing to sell. But it was very funny. Yeah, it was very pranky. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop.
Hey, I got a couple for sales and a want.
All right, what is your want?
I'll try to behave here today.
I got an itchy trigger finger. 477-5626, 477-KNCO. Got to hand it to that kid with the phone number. 867-5309-EIE. All right. All right. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop.
A few things here that I'm looking to sell.
All right. What are we selling?
I'm looking to sell a three-drawer dresser. It's made out of oak. It's in near-new condition.
Uh-huh.
Looking to sell that for about $50.
Okay.
And I'd like to sell this used fleshlight that I have. It's only about 2 years old, barely used.
A flashlight. And that's why I have a delay. Ah, it's a swap shop a loser today, I tell you what. Let's see. Let's try this line. Alrighty, hi, thanks for calling. You're on. Whoa, all right, that's nothing. Hi, thanks for calling. You are on Swap Shop.
Hey, I have something for sale.
You do? Or are you asking me a question?
No, I'm saying I have something for sale.
What are you selling today?
I have some lawn equipment that I need to get rid of.
Lawn equipment? Go ahead.
I have a lawnmower. I want about $50 for it. It's a really nice lawnmower.
Uh-huh.
I also have a weed whacker. It's going for about $40.
Okay.
I have...
He has nothing. 477-5626. 477-KNCO. And hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop.
I'm just selling some rims for a Cadillac. They are 22 inches, and I am asking $500 for all four. Would you like my phone number?
That would be the end of the call, yes.
Okay, my area code is 918-369-4401, and my...
for sale, you had no rims for sale. No rims for sale. 477-5626. 477-KNCO. Thanks for calling, Jesse. All right, if you'd like to give me a ring, we're trying to have some open lines here. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop.
Hi. I've got two items for sale.
Uh-huh.
So the first, I have some compost. I don't know if that's allowed.
Yeah, compost. We sell compost.
Okay. So I got plenty of compost. The other thing, I've got an oboe. It's a student oboe. It was originally purchased for $250, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm willing to take it for $100 oboe. So,
$100? All right. And how much for the compost?
The compost, I mean, we could work out a trade on that. I'd be willing to take gardening stuff for it.
Okay.
Or
5626-477-KNCO. And I got to tell you, if you're listening, and it sounds like I'm cutting some people off, but I'm cutting a lot of people off. And if you're calling with a legitimate call that even sounds the slightest bit hinky today, you're getting a hook. Okay, I'm sorry, it's just that way today. 477-5626, 477-KNCO. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop. Hey, how's it going?
Good. I had a couple items I wanted to sell today.
All right, what are we selling?
First, I have an Xbox 360 and probably about 10 or 15 games. And I guess I'd like about $200 for that.
Okay.
And I also have a bronze cactus, and it's a little statue, probably about $10 for that. And then...
No use. No use for that. 477-5626 does not have an Xbox for sale. All right. 477-5626, 477-KNCO. Hi, thanks for calling. You are on Swap Shop. I've got a lot of lines. You're going to have to keep trying if you're a serious Swap Shop caller today, because a lot of folks fell out of trees, landed on their heads, and then decided to call Swap Shop. So let's try it again. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop. Nope, talking to me. Hello.
Hello?
Okay. Hi. Hi, Juan. What can I do for you?
I have a leaf blower for...
You're selling a leaf blower?
And I want $25.
Okay. What else do you have today, Juan?
I have the tree remover, the limb, for the limb, the tree, the sauce.
Okay.
I want $22 for that one.
Okay.
I have the lawn mowers. I want $30 for that one.
Okay, one more one.
Okay, I have the drywall for the house. I have a lot of drywall, and I want maybe tray for something.
Okay, and what's your phone number, Juan?
My number is 530-477-5620.
All right, hey, thanks for calling. 477-5620. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, you're on your own if you call Juan. 477-5626, 477-KNCO. That is the number for Swap Shop. We're going to take a break. We've got Success Journal. And then we'll be back with more of your calls here on Swap Shop.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
KNCO News Time, 427. It is 59 degrees. Good afternoon. I'm Dave Bear. Been a great April Fool's. Let's, you should hear the calls I screened during the break. It's hilarious. All right, let's go back to the phones. And hi, thank you for holding on. You are on Swap Shop.
Hey, I have an ATV for sale. It's an early 2000 ATC 110 model. It runs great. I'm going to say 1,500, only like 2,000 miles on it. I also want to sell a new website for...
Okay, hold on. We don't do website sales, so just stop right there. Okay? Yeah. Yeah, okay. You don't have an ATV for sale, and you attacked me personally. All right. Hi, thanks for calling. You are on Swap Shop.
I have a used MPL Junior golf cart. It's a 6-volt rechargeable ride-on golf cart. It has the forward and reverse motion. Can't have it any longer because they're not allowed at our neighborhood. We live at Horse Machine Ranch Road at the Horse Machine Ranch development. The Horse Machine Ranch Association said we're not allowed to have golf carts on property due to an accident with a horse.
Huh.
So it's about has like large, really realistic golf tires. It works perfect condition. It's electric.
Uh-huh. How much?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks for calling. Nope. All right. Horse machine must be something funny. Hi, thanks for calling. You are on Swap Shop. All right, Juan, you get one call a day, buddy. Thanks for calling back. Hi, thanks for calling. You are on Swap Shop. Okay, hold on. I'm having trouble. Hold on. There we go. Button wouldn't work. So you're selling a motorcycle.
Yeah, it's a WR250 dirt bike. It's street legal. It has an upgraded exhaust pipe, and the cams are kind of bored out. So, like, there's more air fuel mixer going to the motor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also selling a air raid alarm. Probably you could run it for, like, 15 minutes before it shuts down. It has, like, a blue light on it.
It's a what alarm?
The air raid alarm.
An air raid alarm? So you have an air raid siren you're selling?
Yeah.
No. Okay. And do you run your air raid siren?
No, not anymore.
Okay.
When we used to live on a farm, we would run it.
Okay. And how much do you want for the WR250?
Probably $3,000.
$3,000. Okay. And for your air raid siren?
It's kind of a lower end air raid siren. I picked it up at a gym a couple years ago. They called it lunk alarm.
All right. 477-5626. 477-KNCO. Hilarious stuff today. Hi. Thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop. KNCO News Time is 4:39. It's 60 degrees. What a great day, huh? If you'd like to give me a ring. A legitimate phone call, you 477-5626-7KNCO. We can get you on the radio. Heck, we'll even put you on the radio if it's not a legitimate call, because we're just that good of people. Don't abuse it. 477-5626-477-KNCO. It's been a day of crazies today. And let's see how the rest of the hour wraps up here. All right. Thanks. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop. Okay. Hi, KNCO. You're on Swap Shop. All right. That's really good. If you'd like to give me a ring and actually talk to me, it's 477-5626-477-KNCO. I don't know how somebody's doing it, but they're calling on both lines and then not saying anything. It's the same person. It's Lenny. All right. Let's see. What do we have here? Let's try some more calls. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop. Whoop. Hi there, you're on Swap Shop. Okay, hi, you are on Swap Shop. Once again, nobody there. Hi, you're on Swap Shop. Okay. That's pretty good. 477-5626, 477-KNCO. Want to give me a call? Try to get you in here. What do you think? What do you think? Should April Fool's Day be banned? All right. Hi, thanks for calling. One more time we go back to the phones. Hi, you're on Swap Shop. Wow. Nope, no one there. Hi, thanks for calling. You are on Swap Shop. Hey, how's it going?
Good. I got a couple costumes I'd like to sell.
Okay. 477-5626, 477-KNCO. And hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop. Nope, nobody there either. Hi, thanks for calling. You are on Swap Shop. Nope, nobody there either. No. That's really good. I don't know how they do that. Okay. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop. Hello?
Sorry, what was your name again?
Okay. Are you calling for Swap Shop?
Well, it's funny that you should call, because...
I didn't call. You called me.
Larissa.
You called me, see?
She was talking about this.
All right. Hey, well, this isn't storytelling time. Thanks for calling. Hi, thanks for calling. You are on Swap Shop.
Yeah, I have some drills I'm trying to sell.
Some drills?
Yeah.
What are you selling?
I had a couple years ago. Some drills.
Okay, tell me about your drills.
Yeah, I got two of them. They're made by Roy Co. Company. They're a couple years old, but they're still working really well. I'm asking $50 for each.
Okay.
And also, one more thing. I'm selling a jar of dried...
Okay. Hi, thanks for calling. You are on Swap Shop. Yep. Okay, Lenny, you got to quit calling. Thanks, okay? Bye-bye. 477-5626, 477-KNCO. Poor Lenny. All right. It's been a great day. Great day. 477-5626. Gotta hand it to them. They're persistent. They're not funny, but they're persistent. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop. I'm okay. What can I do for you today?
I'm looking to sell some DVDs of classic British television shows that I bought. Oh.
Okay. Bad accent. Hi, thanks for calling. You are on Swap Shop. 477-5626, 477-KNCO. You know what? Let's go ahead and take a break. And we'll take our final break of the hour here and of the show. Then we'll come up and come back and wrap it up. It's pretty bad. 477-5626, 477-KNCO. Hi, thanks for holding on. You're on Swap Shop.
Is this Dave?
This is Dave.
Hey, Dave, this is Ricky out in Penn Valley.
Hey, Ricky, what's up?
Hey, man, you know what? Them darn youngsters, you know what? I bet you if Mama or Daddy caught them, they'd give them a spanking.
Yeah?
You know, I bet you they're still on the pacifier. How disrespectful, you know what? Hey, you know, if they want to call me and have some fun, it's all good. But, hey, Dave, they probably won't even know what I'm talking about, but I got a left-handed board stretcher I want $25 for.
Just a left-handed? You don't have the right-handed one?
No. No, the right-handed one's broken.
Okay.
And then I got a left-handed crescent wrench, please.
Okay.
And the number's 277. Oh, on the crescent wrench, it's $10.
$10 for the crescent wrench. 277-4116. 4116. Well, I hope you get some calls there, Ricky. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Dave. Thank you, bud. I really appreciate your show, man.
All right. Take it easy, Ricky. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. What do you do? What do you do? And I bet this is Lenny. Let's find out. Hi. Thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop.
Hey, Dave. I've got a want.
All right. What is your want?
All right, my kid is looking to join the local Little League team, baseball, and I'm looking for some baseball bats.
Okay, which league is he going to play in?
Just the local team.
Which one, though?
I just want these vests.
Yeah, okay, I know. It's funny. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop.
Hello.
Okay. We already did that one. Hi, thanks for calling. You are on Swap Shop. Nope. KNCO. Itchy trigger finger today. Cutting them off, dropping them off, dumping them. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop. I got to hit that button too. Hi there, you're on Swap Shop. Wow, that's good. I don't know how they do that. How does that happen? I don't know how they do that. Must have two phones. They call the numbers, tie them up, and then it's the same person trying to be Lenny. Oh, let's try this. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on... Oh, yeah. Wow. Wish someone was there. Too bad. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop. All right, 477-562-6477-KNCO. All right. You know what? The whole show's been this way. Let's just wrap it up this way. Hi, thanks for calling. You know, I keep forgetting to push all the buttons. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on Swap Shop.
Get a hold of this. Lines have been nuts.
Yeah, nuts is the word.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks for calling. Okay, bye-bye. Well, we wrapped it up with a real call. We started with a real call, and we wrapped it up with a real call. So, all told today, it was pretty dismal. All right, that's going to wrap it up for me for Swap Shop. You know what? Tomorrow, we'll be back at 3 o'clock. You know who you are. All right, we'll see you then.
So that's the end of today's hilarious phone mob thing that we did. I hope you all enjoyed that. I know it wasn't really like my shows normally are, but I still really enjoyed that. Even though he cut off all of our punchlines, I enjoyed the hell out of that. And I was just, you know, laughing hysterically for the entire show because of all the craziness. I love that our calls made up probably like 80% of all of the calls that came in. And even though he didn't play our punchlines, he reacted enough to... He was our punchline, basically. The host, Dave, was the best punchline ever. So thank you, Dave, of AM Radio in California. We really appreciate your making this such a fun phone mob for us. Once again, I promise we won't call your station again. Well, I guess I can't promise that, but I don't plan to call your station again. You know, maybe in 10 years or something, or 5 years or something. Maybe it'll be an April 1st thing every year, but probably not. I think we're going to move on to different stations from now on. Anyway, I need to wrap this up because Neon just started her show. Today is Wednesday, April 1st, 2015. And of course, Wednesday nights are the Neon Nights show, which I think are supposed to start like an hour and a half ago, but she just started 20 minutes ago. God, she's a fucking slacker is what she is. So I'm going to wrap this up so I can go listen to Neon Nights for the rest of the night. Maybe get on the air and I'll make some calls with her. Thank you everyone for listening to the show. Be sure to support the show at patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus. And visit our Facebook at facebook.com/phonelosers, twitter.com/phonelosers, phonelosers.com. What else? I don't know. How about instagram.com/bradbcp? I hear that's a nice site. To look at stupid photographs that I take. But once again, thank you everyone who participated in this phone mob with us. It was a lot of fun. There were over 120 people listening, which I'm sure was quadruple the amount of the people listening to that stupid AM radio station Swap Shop show. You're welcome, AM radio station, for quadrupling your numbers. And yeah, that's it. Goodbye, everyone. See you next time.
When I was a kid, my friend Tommy told me he had a thing for this girl whose name was Jenny. They ended up together and she made him happy. She was the only one he could turn to. God, it was savvy. He talked about her often, but I began to wonder why the fascination with her telephone number. He never shut up and said it all the time. Fucking 8675309. Last year, I found out they broke up and Tommy was married to some Lisa slut. And I'm single now, so this must be a sign. Fuck the bro code, Jenny will be mine. Jenny, don't change your number, Tommy used to say. So I whipped out my cell phone and I dialed away. A woman answered, but it wasn't her. She told me that I had the wrong telephone number. Jenny's number did change, luck would have it. She must have been affected by the area code split, but I didn't care. And I wasn't slow, I hung up and tried the 916 area code. I reached out to cuter than the last. Her name wasn't Jenny, but she had a lot of class. We talked for days, and then we finally met. Imagine my surprise to find out she was a midget. We dated for months, and I couldn't comprehend why her parents even liked me, and so did her friends. She was the right girl, I became restless, though. We broke up, and I moved on. Area code 530. Was a mistake to call. Turns out it was the president's bomb shelter. Asking for Jenny was the code to launch nukes, and soon my house was filled with these government smooths. I spent half a year in solitary confinement till I made a deal with them and got the secret assignment. I can't talk about that too much, though. Besides, I need to get back to calling area codes. Things got serious with me and Kate. She's the girl I met when calling 858. Then she found me stalking the girl in 619 with my telephoto lens and my top photo phone line. 619 wouldn't tell me who she was, so I figured she was Jenny trying to cover it up. I found out later she was telling the truth when the restraining order showed her real name was Sue. I met this crazy chick when I called 206. She liked me though the phone sex was way too quick, so I moved on to Brittany in the 303. But ditched her right away cause Brittany was a heat. I got hoes in different area codes just like Ludacris, so I should probably stop and just call it quits. But I won't stop calling until I find Jenny like a lawnmower man. I make every single phone ring.
Leave me alone.
Are you happy, Corbin, Oregon guy? I played your fucking clip. There's the fucking clip. Or the Easter egg, as you would call it. I played it. Be happy, goddammit.